This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the things we're probably going to start hearing more about as the presidential campaign really gets going is the size of the federal workforce, as in, usually, that it's too big. Truth is, the number of people actually employed by the government has been falling for years. Most of those people have been replaced, though, by contractors on the theory that they are cheaper, and they can be. But things don't always work out well for the workers or for the government, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Groups of federal contract workers have been walking off the job and holding protests every few months. It's part of a campaign called Good Jobs Nation, backed by organized labor. They're pushing for a $15 an hour minimum wage for federal contract workers and union representation. The most recent demonstration was in Washington in late July. Santia Bailey is one of the government contract workers speaking out at the rallies. She's a cashier in a Senate cafeteria working for a contractor hired by the government, which pays her $10.59 an hour. I met her recently at a park down the hill from the Capitol.
I worked at the Capitol for 2 years and 7 months.
Bailey says her Capitol paycheck didn't cover all of her bills. So 2 years ago, she got a second job at Kentucky Fried Chicken. She says she had a miscarriage recently because she was working so much.
I do probably like 40 hours plus at the Capitol and then 30 plus hours at KFC. So I really didn't have time to rest because I never had a day off.
The government started replacing full-time federal workers with contract employees back in the 80s under the Reagan administration. The idea had bipartisan support over the years and was part of initiatives to control government spending. Supporters of privatization say it does save the government money. Among them, Adrian Moore, vice president of the free market Reason Foundation. He says contractors are more efficient than the federal government.
Contractors don't use as many workers to do the same work. They run with leaner workforces.
But Moore also says contracting has to be done well to save money. Contractors have to be supervised. Jeffrey Myron is an economist at Harvard and the Libertarian Cato Institute. He says supervision is needed from the moment contractors submit bids to the federal government.
The bidding process can be somewhat messy and complicated. It can sometimes be rigged. It can sometimes be manipulated. And so it's not a completely fail-safe approach.
That's led to a backlash against privatization and assertions that it doesn't save the government money from people like Tara Young. She's an organizer with Good Jobs Nation. I met Young in the park with the Senate cashier, Santia Bailey. Young says the contractor employees make so little, they end up on government programs for the poor. Bailey is on Medicaid.
Workers are on Section 8. They use food stamps. So we're paying workers extra money, really, to help them with their low pay.
Young says taxpayers get hit up twice, once to pay for the contract workers' salaries and again to pay for government programs they need to get by. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.